welcome to the Harmonia podcast, where we dig through mounds of new releases to bring you the very best from the exciting world of early music. I'm Bernard Gordillo, and this week's edition features the next installment in our series of essential recordings for your library, a 2000 Glossa label release of 17th century Spanish string music performed by La Real Cámara. The travel journalist Lee Chapman once claimed to have little or no interest in visiting Spain. He saw no reason to explore a country which he'd never been drawn to. Mr. Chapman was perhaps unfamiliar with the Iberian Peninsula's vast musical legacy, one that perpetuates its reputation as exotic and alluring. With over 1,000 years of music to enjoy, it might be somewhat difficult to choose a point of departure, yet the 17th century makes for an auspicious start nonetheless. The Spanish violin repertoire is worthy of particular mention, with its bulk drawn from keyboard music of the period, including energetic dances and reverent polyphonic pieces. The Spanish ensemble La Real Cámara is directed by Emilio Moreno, the country's most prominent baroque violinist. He leads a crack team of musicians who bring to life a select program of 17th century Spanish arrangements by both known and anonymous composers. Their performance is intense in mellow and exuberant movements. This essential recording is a joy to listen to. La Real Cámara has made a name for itself by specializing in Spanish early music. Their most recent recording follows up with a complete Opus 14 string trios of Luigi Boccherini, which were composed in Spain during the early 1770s. Born in Italy, Luigi Boccherini spent most of his life in Spain. He was a noted composer and cellist who was at one time under the patronage of Spanish royalty. He is remembered primarily for his prolific output of string works, some of which can be found as part of today's standard repertoire. His Opus 14 string trios were composed for Don Luis de Borbón, brother of King Carlos III. They are scored for an intimate combination of violin, viola, and cello. Thank you. In trio form, La Real Camera interprets Boccherini's music in eloquent fashion. Their approach is more restrained than what you might find elsewhere, yet it makes for an ideal introduction to the Italian expat's music. In the end, they bring to life one of the Rococo's most well-known composers. This has been the Harmonia Podcast. Join us next week when we'll present another new release from the exciting world of early music. In the meantime, be sure to visit our website, where you can find information about how to purchase the recording you've just heard and listen to other recent Harmonia shows and podcasts. Find us online at harmonia.indiana.edu.